68% foul shooter coming into the game. 16 points, 8 rebounds against Marquette on Saturday. He just picked up his 12th point here a moment ago. The second free throw coming up for Stevie. Eyes the rim, sends it, and hits it. 36-25, Wisconsin.
How good has he been since that province?
Just terrific.
I mean, he has been outstanding.
Trey Holloman outside left against Storr, throwing a Walker left wing. Long two is good. Straddled the three-point line, and Walker came down awkwardly, and he's favoring his right leg. He's going to play through it. Minute 10 gone by, second half, 36-27, Wisconsin. Hepburn throws to Crowell on the right wing. Stevie flips to Gilmore, gives it to Hepburn at the top of the arc. A pass for Max Klesman. Klesman against Holloman. Now it's Crowell top of the circle. Goes off to Hepburn. Back out to Crowell. Taps it to A.J. Storr. Drives to the line, down the lane, to the rim. Layup good. An athletic move, to say the least, from A.J. Storr. Holloman the other way. But cut off of the block by Stephen Crowell. Now Hogard flips the hall. Three in the air straight on. Clip the right side iron. No good. Hepburn the rebound. A minute 45 gone by. Second half, 38-27, Wisconsin. Hepburn off the Crowell screen. Chucky on the dribble. Kills the dribble. Flips it to A.J. Storr. Storr with 14 tonight. Stops left line extended. Now into Crowell. In the lane. Goes up. It rattles through for Crowell.
What a pass by A.J. Storr. There's a little pocket pass there that was not a lot of room.
A.J. Storr doing a little bit of everything here tonight. 40-27, Wisconsin. 2:15 gone by second half. Tyson Walker on the right wing. Left-hand dribble, right elbow. He'll throw it to Holloman. Tries a three. Left side way off the mark. And it goes out of bounds to Wisconsin.
And Coach Izzo has his hands up like, what are we even doing right now? And to me, you have to credit Wisconsin's defense. It's forcing Michigan State to take bad shots.
Here comes Hepburn for the Badgers, up by 13, 2.5 minutes into the second half. Stephen Crowell, left side above the arc, a bounce to Storr, who draws the double. Retreats out of it, flips it to Hepburn between the arcs. The midcourt logo is Chucky. Puts it on the deck. Right lane line up in traffic. Knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. Yeah. Walker and Hall there. Now Cohen Carr and Carson Cooper will come back in. Hall will come out. And Sissoko will come out. Shot clock at 8. 17-14 to play. Hepburn baseline right. Gets it into Crowell. Stevie on the right side. Out to Chucky, right corner three is off the rim, no good. Holloman the rebound for Michigan State. Up the middle comes Holloman, throws it left side to Walker. Now Cohen Carr at the top, flips to Holloman, high on the right. Left-hand dribble to the left elbow. He'll pull, he'll pop, he will miss too long. Carson Cooper the rebound, knocked away, but a foul is called.
A.J. Storr there.
Yep.
But Matt, that's okay. A.J. was out of position. They had this switch. If you're going to be in that situation, foul, so that it's not an offensive rebound putback. You're up by 13 here.
Yep.
It's not ideal to get the foul. I understand that. But, like, give that up versus a layup.
Tyler Wall back in, by the way. Here it comes. Walker drives baseline, and he gets to the cup and lays it in. 40-29, Wisconsin. You mentioned Wall back in there. John Blackwell in as well. Crowell, Hepburn, and Klesman rounding out the five. 11-point lead, Wisconsin, 16:40 remaining. Stephen Crowell, top of the circle, throws to Tyler Wall, high on the left. Wall finds Hepburn, Chucky at the top, Walker the tight defense. Hepburn turns down the Crowell screen, throws to Wall off the left wing, stops, pivots, feeds Crowell down the lane, tried to hammer it down, it's deflected away. Into the hands of A.J. Hogard, up the middle of the front court, fans it out to Walker. On the right side against Blackwell, thought about it, turned it down, throws to Hogard. He'll take the three, left side, good. Only the third three of the year for Hogard, 40-32, Wisconsin.
Only the second of the night for Michigan State. You can live with that.
Yeah, 4 minutes gone by, second half. Crowell trying to get into it here at the Breslin Center. With the ball is Crowell, top of the circle, hands off to Tyler Wall, feeds Klesman. He'll try a three right of the circle, and that's an air ball caught by Blackwell. And low on the right, goes up, gets fouled. Boy, that's a bailout rebound from John Blackwell. And he will go to the free throw line as we hit the under 16 media timeout. A.J. Hogard is called for the foul. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields, FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 15:49 remaining, Wisconsin 40, Michigan State 32. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Tis the season to satisfy your sweet tooth. Join West Grand Quality Foods this Saturday for the most delightful event of the year, the Holiday Cookie Walk. A winter wonderland of delicious cookies and sweets, beautifully arranged for you to stroll through and pick your favorites. Join Quality Foods at the West Grand location only this Saturday from 10 until 2 for a festive stroll of holiday sweetness, the Holiday Cookie Walk, where every step is a bit of delight. Get more details at qualityfoodswestrapids.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 24 tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 37. 28 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC, 15:49 remaining, Wisconsin 40, Michigan State 32.
You just talked about investing. Mm-hmm. We know Michigan State invests in fast break point, right? Like, yep. They're going to put a lot of – they have one. They have one fast break point.
I did a double take on that, too.
Yeah. On the season, they averaged close to 16.5, almost 17. We talked about that being one of the keys, and it's always been one of the keys. When I played, whenever, it was always the key. But Wisconsin has done a great job of making sure Michigan State hasn't let themselves get going.
John Blackwell, the Michigan native at the free throw line, he made the first, and he made the second.
And as bad of a shot by Max Klusmet, it was lucky it was an air ball, because if it's not, Michigan State gets the ball, they get going. Instead, it's an air ball, and John Blackwell can rebound that, gets a foul, gets the free throw.
Tyson Walker off the right elbow on the dribble, works to the baseline. Nolan Winter, Connor Asijan in there for Wisconsin right now. Hogard outside left, works off the Cooper screen, drop coverage from Winter. A throw to Cohen Carr, pull-up jump, left elbow, good. From the freshman, his first points, 42-34 Wisconsin, 15-20 remaining. Chucky Hepburn to the front court. Goes to Blackwell, feeds Winter, a bounce to Tyler Wall. Ball's the double. Out to Connor, tries a three right side. Yes, sir. Connor is Asijan, much needed triple.
And it all started with a post entry. Post entry, seal in, Connor Asijan comes out of it.
And I say much needed triple. I'm talking specifically about Connor. 45-34, Wisconsin. 5:05 gone by, second half. Hogard throwing a Walker on the right side. Walker steps back. He'll try a three over Hepburn, right back at you. Tyson Walker was a 41% three-point shooter last year. 45-37 Wisconsin, 14:38 remaining. Hepburn outside right, throws to Winter high in the right. A feed for Wall at the top. Pass fake left, throws a right to Asijan. Walker covers him up. Asijan gives it up the Wall at the top of the circle. Now it's Hepburn, 10 on the shot clock. Chuck, a lob inside, nice grab by Wall, feeds Blackwell, leaning, shooting a three from the left corner off the rim, no good. Tyson Walker the rebound. 14-12 to play. 45-37 Wisconsin. Walker at the top of the circle. Feeds Akins. Throws it off to Hogarth. Tries a three and buries it in the left corner. His second three of the half, and the Spartans are within five. 45-40 Wisconsin. 13:55 remaining. Blackwell drives off the left wing in the lane. Goes up. No, but a foul. Strong take from John Blackwell, and he'll shoot free throws.
Matt, it was how quick he did it. The ball reversal came. John has a foot fake and then goes right down, straight line drive right alongside the baseline. You don't see that, especially when the Breslin Center is as loud as it is and Michigan State's making a run.
Yeah.
I know I didn't think the freshman was going to go ahead and do that.
No, he's a freshman, but plays like an upperclassman. The first free throw is good.
Most freshmen catch that ball in the corner.
Yep.
I'm going to reverse no top right away. Right? Like, I just don't want the turnover. I'm good. No. And that was a veteran move, and it also stops the run by Michigan State. It quiets this place down.
Second free throw for Blackwell after making the first, and he makes the second. And it's 47-40 Wisconsin. Storr, Blackwell, Wall, Hepburn, and Crowell, the five on the floor. Here's Walker. He'll try a three left side, and they're hot from distance. They're now 4 of 6 from downtown in the second half. 47-43 Wisconsin, 13:35 to play. A.J. Storr throwing to Hepburn, high on the left. Chucky off the Crowell screen. Hepburn in traffic, couple of pumps, gets it out of there to Blackwell. As the Badgers reset the floor, A.J. Storr, top of the circle. Storr, a bounce to Crowell to run it down, 7 to shoot. Inside feed for Wall, backing left block. Draws a double, steps back, mid-range jumper. Good for Tyler Wall, his first points tonight. 49-43 Wisconsin.
It's experience. Tyler just cut right to the block. They were able, didn't run good offense, but Coach Shaka come down, throw it to the block, he makes a play.
12:55 to play. Here's Walker, another three left side. Good again. And suddenly Michigan State is on fire from the three-point line. Words that have not been said this season until tonight. 49-46 Wisconsin. Now here's A.J. Storr with 12:38 to play. The ball is Tyler Wall on the left side. Wall against Cohen Carr. Tyler backing. Left block, turns, left shoulder, up right hand, short. Rebound to A.J. Hogarth. Outlet to Holloman. Cross-court pass, Walker for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Stephen Crowell. Ooh, quite the heat check right there. 49-46 Wisconsin with 12:10 to play. Michigan State did have a game against Alcorn State where it was 10 of 25 from the arc. Here's a pass from Blackwell into Wall for the dunk. Tyler just blasting off the wing and takes it to the hole. 5-point lead, Wisconsin.
And Wisconsin was patient. Finally, they got some action where they ran the high pick and roll and a roller to the front of the rim. Got the defense to shift.
51-46, Wisconsin, 11:40 remaining. Parker on the right side, working against Chucky Hepburn. Little spin move, fades, flips, baseline right. Well short, got deflected by Hepburn, I believe. It comes down to Tyler Wall. Izzo wanted a foul, didn't get it. Here's a throw to A.J. Storr. He lost his balance, lost the ball. Turnover, Wisconsin. Storr slow to get up. Hogarth drives the lane, throws it up, missed. But he was fouled by Stephen Crowell. As we hit the under 12 media timeout, business picking up at the Breslin Center. Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what Built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 11:21 remaining, Wisconsin 51, Michigan State 46. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make the next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Michigan State heating up from the arc, 11:21 remaining. Wisconsin 51, Michigan State 46, and A.J. Hogarth will be at the line for two free throws.
We knew the three-point line was going to be an X factor, and what they've done, Michigan State, in the second half from three, is why they found their way back into this thing.
Hogard was fouled by Steven Crowell. The first on Stevie is Hogard hits the first free throw. The Badgers have not trailed in this game. Matter of fact, they haven't trailed since the second half of the SMU game down in Fort Myers. Second free throw is good for Hogard, who will now come out. Jeremy Fears is in. The Spartans are within three.
And if you're Wisconsin now offensively, continue to run the offense you've run. You've got some good actions at time. You've got the group in here. No Chucky Hepburn on the floor. Max Klusman will be the point guard. Just Max, make sure they're in an action, and you're in the action you want. Now it's coming off a timeout. Greg's already probably drawn this up.
A.J. Storr throws to Blackwell, flips to Tyler Wall. Feeds Blackwell top of the circle, reverses to Klusman on the right side, and an offensive foul. They're going to get Crowell jostling with Marty Sissoko, and that's two on Crowell.
I'm sorry, man. I don't like that. And it's not because it went against Wisconsin. But they've been letting them play in the post, be physical, to start this second half, the entire second half. And then you're going to call that now?
Yeah, no.
I'm not okay with that.
Yeah, the Spartans with a three could tie the game. Here's Fears, top of the circle. And Klusman got, like he got bumped, or rather bumped Walker, but they play on. Walker with the ball with 13 to shoot. Tyson Walker up top, gets through two defenders. In the lane, goes up right in. That got blocked. Ball's tipped in the air, pulled down by Storr. As the Badgers clamp down. 10:38 remaining, 51-48 Wisconsin.
Good job by Max. They get the ball, he gets it, and now they're in the set that they want to be in.
Blackwell, right of the circle, whips it inside. Caught by Wall against Sissoko, and he got fouled by Sissoko. That'll be the fourth team foul on Michigan. And number three on Marty Sissoko.
All right, it might be a little bit better about that offensive foul call because they called that. Like, if that's the way you're going to call it then.
Now you know.
Now you know. But it changed now. As a player,
yep.
You go from being allowed to be physical for 10 minutes in the second half. Now it instantly changed.
Carson Cooper in. Sissoko out. Klusman baseline right. Inbounds it to Storr. Flips it to Crowell. Gives off to Klusman high on the right. He'll give it up to Storr against Tyson Walker. Long three, Storr off the rim, no good. And the rebound to Carson Cooper.
Not a three I like.
No, that was deep.
Yeah.
10:08 to play, 51-48 Wisconsin. Walker right of the circle. He'll throw it to Holloman, rotates Malik Hall on the left side. Hall takes it above the three-point line, throws it back out to Walker with a shot clock at 10. Walker against Max Klusman. High screen from Cooper. Walker will use it. Works right of the lane. He'll throw it to Holloman off the right wing. Pull up jump, right elbow, and that is an air ball caught by Storr. 9:40 remaining. 51-48 Wisconsin. Spartans have had some empty possessions. Let's see if the Badgers can capitalize. Here's Klusman. on the right side around a wall screen, throws to Crow, left of the circle, hands off to Store, flips the wall, right of the wheel, gives it up to John Blackwell, 10 to shoot. Blackwell lobs it in the wall. Wall right of the lane, knocked away, ball is loose. A scramble for it on the floor, and they get a tie up, held ball, Arrow, Michigan State. Well, Butch, you talked about the Spartans have just ramped everything up right now.
They have, yeah. Physicality is a little bit offensive, transition fast. Great points when they're trying to get out.
51-48 Wisconsin. Jeremy Fears throwing to A.J. Hogard. Hogard off the Cooper screen to the right elbow. The jumper away. Back rim no good. Crow the rebound for Wisconsin. Crow, Blackwell, Klesman, Wall, and Store out there for the Badgers.
You've done your job there. Now, Coach Gard saying, hey, push it a little bit. Get some movement on this side. The ball really hasn't gone that much as far as moving side to side with pace.
Store for three, right of the circle, and he sticks it.
But that's what they finally did. Coach Gard says move with it. They moved. The ball started going side to side a little bit more, and it was a rhythm three.
54-48 Wisconsin, 8.5 minutes to play. Jeremy Fears left lane line, tough shot, good off the window. Fears with five, 54-50 Wisconsin, 8 minutes and 20 seconds remaining. John Blackwell outside right, throwing to Store in the right wing. Goes into Tyler Wall, right of the paint, kick out Blackwell, two-man game as he'll throw it into Wall, feeds Blackwell, give and go, goes up, no, but a foul. Boy, close to a goaltend as well. Badger bench trying to campaign for it. Not going to get that. They get Jaden Akins for the foul. That is his second.
Now, I'll say this. As much as Michigan State fans don't like that call, Carson Cooper's hand went right through the basket.
Uh-huh.
It went right through the basket.
Yeah.
So we talked about multiple sides.
Yeah,
so right?
Basically nobody's happy.
No,
yeah.
And rightfully so. But multiple sides, the ball was moving side to side. There was a unique situation of where the ball stayed on one side of the floor,
mm-hmm.
but it went from wing to post. Tyler Wall kicked it back out, went back to the post, and there was a hard cut to the front of the rim.
Yep.
So the ball can move in different ways. We're seeing that the last couple of possessions from Wisconsin. It's resulted in 6 points because the ball's moved and they've played with a purpose.
John Blackwell hits both free throws. He's 6 of 6. The Badgers are 10 of 10 at the foul line. 56-50 Wisconsin with 8:09 remaining. And the clock is a little slow in starting. Here's Jeremy Fears, top of the circle. Hepburn defends, a hand off to Hogard, flipped it back to Fears, right corner. Dribbles off the wing, throwing to Hogard, rotates to Jaden Akins, and a whistle inside, and a foul called. I think they're pointing to Stevie again, and they are. And that's going to be his third foul, and two of them coming off the ball. And we have the under eights. Media timeout. Citgo, top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. We'll take a break. 7:57 remaining. Wisconsin 56, Michigan State 50. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
7 minutes, 57 seconds to play. Wisconsin 56, Michigan State 50. Steven Crow picked up his third foul, so he's on the bench. Nolan Winter is in. Badgers with 14 fouls, Michigan State with five. Spartans will be inbounding baseline left. And Fears gets it in to Carson Cooper at the top of the circle. A handoff to Hogard. Guard matched up with Storr, feeds Fears. Spin move in the lane, goes up, and no good. Rebound, Nolan Winter. A beautiful move by Fears, just couldn't get it to drop, and the Badgers clear it. 7:42 to play, 6-point lead, Wisconsin. Hepburn throwing to Winter. He feeds Hepburn up high. Now Klesman rotates to Storr, loops it inside, caught by Wall, single coverage Hall. Wall, right block, out the max for three, right side, around and out, no good. Wall, the offensive rebound, right block. Up over Malik Hall, and that won't go. Cooper clears for Michigan State. Here's Fears. Finds Jaden Akins left of the circle. Feeds Carson Cooper. Rotates to Hogard, right corner. Starts to back on Hepburn, backing mid-post right. Kick out to Fears to the line. Fears lobs it inside. Broken up. Wall, and coming down with it is Nolan Winter. Beautiful interior D. 7 minutes to play. 56-50, Wisconsin. Hepburn up top for the Badgers. Takes the dribble to the right wing. Hands off to A.J. Storr. Throwing to Winter at the top. Leaves up for Max Klesman. Top of the arc. Sends to Tyler Wall. Back to Max. Eight to shoot. Klesman left wing. Ian Winter play catch. Five to shoot. Klesman left side. Got to go to work. Max is against Cooper. Tries in the lane. Tough shot. And it's off the mark. Wall the offensive rebound. And a reset for the Badgers. Another offensive board.
Tyler's been fantastic as far as creating second chance opportunities in this game. He's got into early foul trouble, but he's created opportunities here.
Here's A.J. Storr for three, right of the circle, off the rim and in. A.J. Storr, his third three of the night. 59-50, Wisconsin, 6:08 to play. And a timeout taken by Tom Izzo. And this will be a full timeout as the Badgers turning back at first Michigan State wave. And this should be and will be a full timeout. We'll take a break with them. 6:06 remaining. Wisconsin 59, Michigan State 50. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never, never. Yeah. I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do
and I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the, like really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Into the game, only shooting 30%.
Ooh. The ball is A.J. Hogarth at the top of the circle. Throws to Tyson Walker. Walker in the lane. Push it up in traffic. Rattles out. No good. Rebound. Walker trying to save, but he threw it into the hands of Max Klesman. And the Spartans now have missed 7 of their last 8 shots. 5:45 remaining. 9-point lead, Wisconsin. Wall throwing to A.J. Storr. The left wing to the top of the circle. A toss for Klesman. He'll send it to Wall between the arcs. Malik Hall defending Tyler. Wall scoops it to Hepburn. Bobbing around a Wall screen. Chucky drives. One pump up over Cooper. No good. And the rebound fought for. It's loose. Hepburn comes up with it. Out to A.J. Storr. Off the left wing. Storr to the cup. And he runs it up and in. Again, second chance points for the Badgers. 61-50 Wisconsin. 5:13 to play. Holloman hands off to Walker at the top, whips it to Holloman, fakes the three, takes the three, right corner, good, it counts, and a foul on Max Klesman. Oh, wow, running into the screen, I guess.
That's exactly what the call was, Matt.
Oh, that's a potential game turner, 61-53 Wisconsin as the Spartans will get the ball. That's team foul number 5 against the Badgers.
And they're going to review this. And I, obviously, we're not down there to see exactly what the review is here, but.
And then we're up here at the mercy of the in-house video.
But
to see if there's anything, up above the neck and shoulder area, apparently.
But you said it, a possible game changer of a call here.
Well, it was Carson Cooper who went down, and they just showed the replay. I don't, there's nothing there from Klesman that would suggest flagrant, and it didn't take long to look at it. So, well, if nothing else, it was a pretty good sell job by Carson Cooper.
Yes.
So this is a 3-point hit, and now the Spartans have the ball. Or actually, they take that back. They took away the three. So it's 61-50, that foul before. They reviewed that. Yeah, there you go. So 61-50, Wisconsin, 5 minutes to play. And foul occurred before the shot. Here's Tyson Walker. Walker lost his balance but maintained the dribble. Gives off to Hogarth. 2 to shoot. Hogarth will left of the circle. And that thuds off the rim. No good. Rebound, Tyler Wall. 61-50, Wisconsin with 4:40 remaining. And here's Hepburn to the front court. Throwing a Wall at the top. He's up for A.J. Storr. Left-hand dribble. Storr with a shot fake. Gives off to Crow. Refeeds Storr. Loops it into Wall. Turns baseline. Cohen trying to cut him off. Cohen Carr backing his Wall. Backing 7 to shoot. Tyler goes up. Good off the window. Wall with 6. 13-point lead for the Badgers. Matching their longest lead of the night.
What patience by Tyler Wall in the post.
4:12 to play. 63-50 Wisconsin. Hogarth at the top of the circle. Give off to Tyson Walker. Left foul line extended. Crowded by Klesman. A feed for Holloman with a jab step. Jabs again. Puts it on the deck with a left hand. Turns it back out to Hogarth. Shot clock is at 5. A feed left side. Holloman for 3. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped in the hands of Klesman, but a foul is called. They're going to get Crowell for his 4th. As we'll hit the under 4 media timeout. 3:50 remaining in East Lansing. Wisconsin 63, Michigan State 50. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The
The holidays come but once a year, and Masterforce is here to spread some cheer. With drivers and drills and blades and bits, from sanders and saws to power tool kits, Menards has the value and savings, of course. Shop tools and accessories from Masterforce. Find great stocking stuffers and gifts at Menards. Plus, don't forget about our gift cards. Hurry now for deals on Masterforce. Available at Menards, of course.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Pick tonight's Old Dominion, best in the game. Talk about during the break, the efficiency of AJ Storr's 22-point game so far.
Well, we've talked about it at the beginning of the broadcast today, man. Hey, guys still have room to improve. One of the areas to improve for AJ Storr was going to be his efficiency. 22 points. He's done that, but he's never done like this in a Wisconsin jersey. 8 of 10 from the floor, 4 of 5 from 3, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Are you kidding me?
That's big time work.
That is big time. And we know he's played in big time games coming from the Big East. But it's just a little bit different in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And to do it in your Big Ten opener on the road?
Yep, big time. 63-50, Wisconsin, 3:50 to play. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Inbounds pass, Cohen Carr, hands off to Hogard. Hogard bobbing off the car screen, top of the circle as Storr picks up A.J. Hogard, that is. A pair of A.J.'s there with the ball is Tyson Walker. Pull up, jump right elbow. Good for Tyson Walker. Spartans have missed 9 of their previous 10 shots. 3.5 minutes to play, 63-52 Wisconsin. Max Klesman throwing to Stephen Crow right of the circle. Hands it to Hepburn. Soft bounce to Wall. It's at the Storr. Pokes it back to Wall. Left block cut off by Carson Cooper. Wall isolated on him. Backing, turns left shoulder. Now pivots. Goes up left hand. Off the glass and rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Stephen Crow runs it back out to Hepburn. And a reset for the Badgers with 3:05 to play. Wisconsin up 11. Another offensive board for the Badgers. Hepburn against Holloman. Chucky on the right side. Shot clock is at 5. Crow for 3. Up top. Book it. Stephen Crow, another triple, 66-52, Wisconsin, with 2:45 to play.
That might have been my first booking I've heard from you in a big-time game like this. Ooh, that sent chills down my arms, Matt.
How about 19 second-chance points for the Fighting Gardos here tonight?
Well, that'll give me a big smile, but the booking you just said gave me chills.
Here's Hogard for 3, left side, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Stephen Crow.
And it should give every Badger fan chills because that means, you know, there's a lot of Spartan fans heading to the exit right now.
2:15 to play, 66-52, Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn at the midcourt logo. Has milked this clock. 10 on the shot clock, 2:05 of the game clock. Here's Chucky Hepburn, sensing it's closing time. Chucky in the lane, whip out to A.J. Storr, 4-3. It's short, no good. Hepburn, the offensive rebound, burning more time off the clock. It's becoming a fire drill here at the Breslin Center. A minute 48 to play, 66-52, Wisconsin. Hepburn near the midstripe, takes it across the logo. 5 on the shot clock. Hepburn weaving left of the lane, drives around Cooper, tried to slip at the Storr, throws it up and in. Storr from Hepburn, and the Badgers, right, well, they say a shot clock violation. Let's see what we got.
They called it and they're going to review it, so they've got to call it to be able to review it. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. But where do you even, like, how do you even try to guard this Badger team? I know, you know, they put, like, it's so unselfish. We talked about this earlier as well, but the growth of Chucky Hepburn. I mean, what he's done, 9 assists in this game, what he's done to lead this team, and it's not by him always having to go score the basketball.
They did call it a shot clock,
but I'm...
It's okay. They burned off
time.
Yep.
And how about the Badgers being more physical than Michigan State tonight? Because that's what it comes down to on second chance opportunities and offensive rebounds.
They're plus 12 on the glass in this game. Plus 6 on the offensive glass. 93 seconds remain. Old Tom Izzo is stomping, man. He is over at the scores. He is pounding on the scores table and not at a game official. At those working the scores table.
Absolutely.
What time is practice going to be for the Spartans here tonight?
Yeah, I think
9:45.
We've heard the rumors that they're going to put some football pads on.
Yeah,
that might be a football pad practice.
Yep. A minute 33 to play. Job not done yet. 66-52 Wisconsin as A.J. Hogard brings it up for the Spartans. Right side of the front court, and now Izzo is going to get teed up. No, wait a minute.
No, it's a foul.
Foul on Max. Okay,
and
there it is.
They're trying to clean this up, man. That they were chatting.
Yeah.
They were talking it up at half court after Chucky made the pass. Then they went and reviewed it. Then the Michigan State players and Wisconsin players were sitting. So that's the officials are just trying to clean this up now. Get through it.
Yep. These teams are going to see each other again. So Tyson Walker at the free throw line for a 1-1, and the front end is good. 66-52, make that 66-53 Wisconsin, a minute 30 left in the game. Second free throw coming up for Tyson Walker after making the first, and he missed the second, and the rebound to Tyler Wall. Wall throws it to Klesman, a minute 25 to play, 13-point lead for Wisconsin. Klesman, front court of the right side against Trey Holloman. Left hand flip to Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn against Jeremy Fears, the junior against the freshman. Chucky pounds the dribble, flips it back to Klesman. 10 on the shot clock, 1:10 on the game clock. Max around a Crowell screen. Klesman goes into Stevie, low on the left. Tried to dunk, and that's rejected by Cohen Carr. Here's Tyson Walker in the lane to the rim. Layup good. Tyson Walker with the layup. Timeout Michigan State. The Badgers lead is 11 with 58 seconds to play. Well, the Badgers trying there for a couple of kill shots. Michigan State not having it. I was talking with Greg Gard about Cohen Carr. Read that rejection. He said he is a highlight tape waiting to happen. In fact, he's had some highlight dunks. He is ridiculously athletic. And the 6'5 Cohen Carr just demonstrated it at the expense of Stephen Crowell.
And you look at that, and that's, again, in the 11-point game right now, go ahead, try to finish it. You know, Steven understands sometimes you come in there, you play off of 2 feet, sometimes you try to put it down. And rolling as hard as he was to the basket, I'm fine with the effort there. You meet at the rim, sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. Here's the one thing about this game. It's an 11-point game. That's not 2 games in a row where the Badgers have extended the lead when Tyler Wall in the first half had picked up 2 fouls.
Yeah, yeah.
That says something about this team and how good they are. Like, when you lose a leader like that, most teams can't extend leads. They've done it back-to-back times against Marquette and Michigan State.
Inbounds pass to A.J. Storey. Gets fouled by Fears. That's the last foul Michigan State has to give. 56.3 seconds to play. 66-55 Wisconsin. Still trying to close this one out. I've seen strange things, so that's why I'm not comfortable yet. Inbounds pass stolen away. Carson Cooper. Here's Holloman. Holloman left of the lane. Short jumper. Good. Michigan State within 9. 66-57 Wisconsin. And now Izzo will use his final timeout with 50.1 seconds to play. Like I said, I've seen enough strange things.
I have too, but just take care of the basketball.
Yes, let them foul you.
It comes to that.
Yes.
You don't need to pass ahead.
Nope.
You don't need to do any of it.
Yep.
They have to foul you.
66-57 Wisconsin. With 50.1 seconds remaining here in East Lansing. Next up for the Badgers, they go back out of conference to play the number one team in the country, Arizona, on Saturday afternoon in Tucson. 2:15 tip. Our coverage will start at 1 o'clock Central Time.
So it doesn't get easier.
No, that would not be a that would not be a bye game.
Now, when you look at what they've got to do, first thing, inbounds the basketball, common sense. But you're going to have, set up your press break. You're going to have a guard go to the corner, another guard go to the other corner. You're going to set a screen, and then you're going to have a deep outlet as well in case none of that is there. Looking at it, you still have three timeouts though from Wisconsin, so understand
yep.
that as well. In
yep.
play.
Tyler Walken rolling the baseline, no one on him. Lesmond, Hepburn, Storr, and Blackwell rounding out the five. Wall looking and looking, nothing there. Timeout, Wisconsin. When in doubt, so with those timeouts in your pocket, use one of them. Still two remaining.
Now, Wisconsin went with four guards and Tyler Wall inbounding the ball. So it takes away the height pass.
Yep.
Right, hey, there's a seven-footer, throw it up to it. With four guards in play, now you're relying on the quickness of your guards versus having that one big out there to screen. And if you get in trouble, throw it up. The reason I'm fine with that is Wisconsin still has enough timeouts here that they can, there's ways to cover that up.
Yes.
If there are no timeouts, I would have put in Stephen Kroll as your very last cause outlet, right? But you're not there yet.
So Wall again will try to get it inbounds. Again, no one on him. And again, he can still roam. 66-57 Wisconsin. 50.1 seconds remaining. Wall shuffles left. Puts it into Max Klusman. Klusman in the backcourt. Try to trap him. And a foul as he was trying to throw one to Hepburn. It was knocked away. A foul is called. And Klusman will go to the other end for a 1-1 on team foul number 7. That foul assessed to Jeremy Fears. 46.8 seconds remaining.
And thankfully, Jeremy Fears reached down on that because, 100% was a foul.
Yeah.
But Max was in a tough spot there.
He has not scored tonight. Front end of the 1-1 is good. Good time to get your first point. 67-57 Wisconsin, 46.8 seconds remaining.
Now, Michigan State has no bigs in, so Greg keeps all guards and Tyler Wall is the five man on the floor.
Klusman hits both free throws. Badgers are 12 of 12 at the line. They lead by 11. Here's Walker driving. Jenna layup attempt inside is blocked by Wall. And Tyler gets fouled with 40 seconds remaining. And Wall will get a 1-1.
That's where having the versatility of Tyler Wall helps you so much on the defensive end. He's slid over to that five role, knowing his job was to protect the basket. That's exactly what he does. He gets a block, now goes to the free throw line.
6 points tonight for Tyler Wall, 8 rebounds for Wall, a couple of assists. 1-1 for Tyler. With the Badgers up 11, 40 seconds to play. First free throw, or the front end rather, is good for Wall, who's now 11 of his last 13 at the free throw line. His last four ball games. 69-57 Wisconsin, 40 seconds to play. Second free throw for Wall on the way, good again. And the Badgers are 14 of 14 at the line tonight. They were 24 of 28 against Marquette. 38 seconds left. Here's Hogard, right foul line extended. Feeds Tyson Walker, hard left-hand dribble. Now it's Holloman for three on the left side. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Klusman, ahead to John Blackwell. Blackwell front court left side. Greg Gard says slow it down. No reason for any shenanigans here. 20 seconds left. Shot clock is dark. And Michigan State is laying off as the Wisconsin Badgers will do something that has not been done ever by Wisconsin basketball. That's come to the Breslin Center and beat Michigan State not once, not twice, but three times in a row as the clock hits zero here in East Lansing. The Badgers win it by 13.
What a performance by the Wisconsin Badgers. They came out from the beginning. You said this, it's crazy, but this Badgers team has not trailed since the second half of SMU. And they've played Marquette and Michigan State. It's been a performance. They did it from the offensive rebounding perspective. They got off to that quick start, transition. Michigan State ends up with 11. but 10 of those came in the last 8 minutes of the game. They held the one for the majority of the game. And then that three-point line was going to be a big question mark. Michigan State made their run because they got hot from three. But Wisconsin, 10 of 23 from 43%. Michigan State, 6 of 19. What a performance by the Wisconsin Badgers.
Boy, this, you talk about coming a long way since that long night in Providence, Rhode Island. We know this was game one of the Big Ten schedule. It's early December. But, man, you got to love what you're seeing out of this Wisconsin team. Now winners of their last six games, Butchie.
It's impressive right now. Like, this team is playing really good basketball. It's fun to watch. We talked about it. This was going to be a challenge as far as early on. What happened in Providence? About Vic, kind of similar styles. You see it right in front of you. Mm-hmm. The growth of this team results in a 13-point win here at Michigan State in East Lansing.
Final score, Wisconsin 70, Michigan State 57. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buy FordNow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit UWSportsMedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
A happy flight back to Madison it'll be for Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers as they come into the Breslin Center and take down Michigan State 70-57. A.J. Storr with 22 points, 8 of 11 from the field, 4 of 6 from 3, 2 of 2 from the foul line. He also had 5 rebounds. Stephen Crowell, 18 points. He had 6 rebounds, 5 assists in this game. John Blackwell with 10 points. Here tonight, 8 points, 8 boards for Tyler Wall. Chucky Hepburn, 5 points, 8 assists in this game. Connor Asijan with 3, Max Klesmet with 2, and Nolan Winter with 2. Tyson Walker with 22 to pace the Spartans. A.J. Hogard with 14, and then the drop-off was severe. Jeremy Fears with 5, Trey Holloman with 5. 3 points for Carson Cooper, 2 apiece for Jaden Akins, Malik Hall, and Cohen Carr. Well, a lot of stars here tonight, though. I mean, A.J. Storr obviously is going to get the headlines, and I get it. But, man, there are a lot of guys who really had big nights tonight.
You read all those stats, and you missed the most important one.
No, I saved that for you. Your guy,
Steven Kroll,
your guy going 4-4. I know.
Come on.
I put on a T for you.
You gave all the 18.6, but you missed the 4-for-4 from three.
Well, because I expected from a big.
All right.
You know, it was bad. You know, John Lohr was a great Badger big. He could stretch. Kaminsky, I'm trying to think who else. Anybody else? Oh, yeah, you made a few.
Everybody loves a big that can shoot him once in a while. But I thought the reason I bring those up, it was early on in this game that Steven Kroll knocked down a couple of threes that gave Wisconsin a lead.
Yeah, the good start that you talked about.
The good start was huge in this game. And then they continued to build on that. You knew Michigan State was going to make a push. They did. They got hot from three. They were 4-6 there to start that second half from three. And then overall what they've done is they handled that wave with good offense and getting stops. And we've seen this team grow and develop in front of us, and it's been fun. Anytime you go on the road and you get a win, it's great. Anytime you go to East Lansing and Michigan, just a little bit better.
And they've done it three straight times. Yeah, the COVID year, and Christmas Day game 2 years ago, Johnny Davis, Brad Davison and company, and now tonight.
And the reason it matters is because championships run through here. And that's just the reality of what the Big Ten has been. And that locker room right now knows that.
And you know what Tom Izzo will tell his team when they go to Madison? Championships run through there.
Absolutely. Right. And they know. Yeah. And both teams do. And there's what I love about it is there's the respect factor
big time
between both coaches, both programs. They know it. We know it. Alumni know it. Like, it's one of those things that you know. And you have the respect for the way that they've done it. I also love that the way the Wisconsin handled the fast break points. Like, I mean, they understood the assignment. They filed the scouting reports, and that's what veteran teams should do. They did that.
Badgers win it tonight, 70-57. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up with Butchie's Breakdown. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says, I need to go to the bathroom. And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Michigan State tonight 70-57. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
13-point win for the Badgers tonight. Time for Butchie's breakdown. How'd they do it?
Well, I think, first of all, it starts with rebounding. They out-rebounded Michigan State by 14 rebounds, 11 offensive rebounds. That was going to be a key. They found a way to do it. Fast break points, we talked a lot about that. Michigan State.